For agriculture, 2016 planning is already underway, and 2015 is essentially in the books. Not a good year. Farm income fell to the lowest level since 2002, or the lowest in 12 years. Many factors figured in here, but you can blame it on grain prices the last 2 years, along with decline in farm exports. These factors just about assured an increase in overall farm debt. Some sources say as much as 6.5%. USDA's Agricultural Economic Research Service puts the 2015 figure just under $60 billion. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but with current crop and livestock prices, plus falling export volume, it's the combination that will have the most farmers looking for a higher loan for the rest of 2016. Now, it's all cyclical, so there's still optimism as plans move steadily forward. And that's Ag Review for today. Evergrande or Southeast AgNet.